call this Governmental Operations Committee meeting to order. Date is August 2nd. Meeting is scheduled from 4 to 5, time is 4:07. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Bethlehem? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Morris? Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. Since you're there, would you pray for us?
Father God, look down on us here today as we deliberate the business of the nation. Help us to make good decisions for the betterment of our people and those who will be coming after us. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from June the 8th.
Page 2, the director of the Georgia Public Center, last name is misspelled.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes amended as amended by Congressman Hamilton, seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1729, a resolution to formally request admission of a Native American Business Development Grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor.
Yes, what we have is ONCR 1729, a resolution that it's a mandatory requirement for this grant submission. Usually we do a letter from that the chief signs that says we're not a resolution type of government, but in this case, it's a mandatory requirement, a resolution is needed. And after discussing with ones and Candy Thomas, it's probably needed because this grant does have ties to the BIA, and the BIA knows our unique government here, so we thought we'd get a resolution submitted and sign the requirement. The due date is, I believe, here August 12th. So that's why this is needed and it's put on the call. We do have ones present and Candy Thomas from self-governance, which I believe that Candy's working with the planning and grants office to submit it. So they're here if anyone has any questions about the application or the resolution itself.
Okay. So I see Chairman, Mr. Radical's here, Ms. Thomas, would you guys like to join us at the table and bring whoever else to make join? Going to contribute to the conversation?
Thank you.
And for those listening that aren't here and can't see your faces, please state your name and your position.
Candy Thomas, Director of Strategic Planning and Self-Governance.
Eddie Radical, Chairman of the Ones LLC.
Welcome. Okay, well, so do you guys want to begin with some sort of presentation? Would you prefer questions from the committee?
I can make a short little overview of it.
Okay.
The Ones LLC board, for the last couple of months, we had a change out of the chairmanship currency. Ms. Gil Jones actually resigned, and she taken going under progress, and the opinion was that was too close to it. No one was under our laws that movement is not allowed. She has resigned. So now we have four members on the board, myself, Chuck Fisher, Randy Sanders, and Anthony Webb. We've taken the initiative in the last few months to really look at and capitalize what we've been studying on, reviewing, and analyzing for the last couple of years. And what it's told us is the situation in the mineral state, staying within the reservation, that the most, I think the word is passive entry into the mineral state to be through remediation. We have taken the pledge to honor our title, Coast Salish Nation Community Services, LLC. Those services is what we want to key on here, the position startups. Those industries that can provide service that enhance the productivity and the possible investment by our activities, not from the agency process. So if it's for the income employment, for career development, of the crafts required in the production of the units, taking the look at the possibility of training, all of this preparation inside the reservation. That if we regain credibility and confidence and in viable economic posture, we want to take it outside. That's where we can monetize as an Indian owned travel business or businesses. So we brought that into a more accelerated pace, looked at it as where do we insert ourselves, where do we try to, how do we try to help the population of the problem issue, but also in the county. And that was in remediation. To our surprise, remediation doesn't only cover the ground. Remediation can also reach out and taking wells, well plugging, marking the wells, and some of the rest. We're even looking at stepping out into the understanding of salt water and water movement during production, and our energy can be of hopefully assistance in that everyday production process. So those are the things we've been studying on. We feel that we're catching up to ourselves and come out and say, we know what we really want to do, what we want to do. And that would be the Congress and the Chief, General Counsel, to also kind of see where we are, what kind of we are, get on the same page. We think that first effort should be around the mediation. But in that line, the sponsor's office, we saw the opportunity for the feasibility to kind of pop-ups. The reason we could go for that is because of the, you recall the feasibility grant for the airport? That had been completed. There was kind of a space there where we could reapply for another feasibility grant. There was kind of a short timeline on it. We had to jump down pretty quick. We decided to grant it. Because Hamilton said we have to do all this quick. So we got to come in before the later. This feasibility grant is to help us see the marketability, the business propensity of remediation in the county. Where the value is for that service, what's being done now, what are the skill sets required, just the general overview of remediation. And we think there's a fit for the nation, for the tribal members, in many aspects of it. And when you go just beyond ground cover, then you can really get into some technical technology sciences. You touch on geology, you touch on chemistry, you touch on a lot of technical careers that can branch off or help aid this process. And that's why we chose this subject matter feasibility for remediation. It's a good solid, I say it's a passive entry into it. We looked at E&P, we looked at exploration and production with the static and with the situation in the mineral center right now, and permitting and all of the elements there that you well know. We best not go there right now. One aspect of remediation, if we're moving around in the estate and moving with that industry, we'll grasp quite a bit of knowledge about exploration and production. So should that day arrive where we want to diligently pursue that, I think we'd be better versed to enter into that phase of it, which we should be right at the very start. I think there's a place to start. So remediation of that. So this is that feasibility grant. It's for about approximately, my budget's about $65,000. Most of that will be for a technical writer, technical consultant to help put this together for us and in also into the language of what the IED would like to see it in. So that's the basis of it. We don't think it would take too long to complete the feasibility. And we want to move on into that and see where that takes us. We'd like to come back in the fall session with some sound paths that we're going down, we're going to pursue. And I'm anticipating out of this feasibility grant, we can look at it, know a lot more about the industry of remediation, and then come back with at least maybe a request for maybe a little more additional R&D money to help us continue this view that we make real certain that we know where we're going. So that's how we're utilizing this feasibility grant.
Okay. Any questions or any additional comments from Ms. Thomas? And those are questions.
My office, since that ONES is not a governmental organization that can make the application, we've had several of those, and there's no department to put it under. They will come into my office just for the general oversight of the grant for the compliance, financial reporting, and narratives and things that are required, financial drawdowns and those kinds of things, just to make sure it's going under the nation's auspices and audit like we do all our grants. So I'll be assisting in that now.
And one of the pluses of going with this feasibility grant with IEED, Indian Energy Economic Development, of the BIA, is that they have four components about it. The first component is economic development. Your feasibility grant was granted assistance through that tenet of IEED. The other three tenets are workforce capacity, mineral development, and financial loans, or financing. One of my goals is to get a good, honest, working relationship with IED and see what they can help. They can help encourage us through their abilities in workforce capacity, mineral development, and financing. So I think it would be an organization that would, and that's their banner, to help Indian tribes come up the scale on self-governance and self-economic development. And so we want to tap that. And this is our first entry into IED and see how we can get closer to that and see if we can get some of that technical assistance in those other areas as well. So I look forward to that. And we want to move on that often and if we can in there. And this is kind of that's why we were really looking at this as a template, how you work with IED, and then we want to follow that path and criteria, because I hope we're doing this quite often with those people.
Right. Okay. Committee, and if not, then Ms. Councilwoman Irwin had a question. Councilwoman?
Yes, I just have a question. In reviewing this and listening to as much as I could hear, they're applying for a grant. Are they only going to be asking for $55,000 in the grant? Is that it? You're kidding. Only $55,000?
That's the average grant award.
The average. Uh-huh.
Is that the average?
Yes.
Okay, I find that low myself, but then I've not worked any with this organization or group of the government. You know, this whatever.
Our airport grant was $55,000.
Was it? Anyway, I just find that very low. But anyway, I was questioning, you know, if that's what you're asking for.
I believe that we also have the freedom or ability to supplement that.
Oh, sure.
With our own money. We have, as you know, you lifted the restrictions on that $250,000 that was in our account. And with that lifting, we could, if a consultant had come at a higher rate, we could also supplement that. Say it takes $100,000, we could come out of our own coffers and supplement that. Should it be called for.
Okay. Any additional questions? Other comments? Congressman Maker.
So, we will make the deadline.
Yes, we're working right now. We brought on two consultants in the last few weeks to help us not only with the background of this grant, but also then as soon as this is positioned to move, August 12th, we're going to go right on in and start in to the building and bring them back to you viable business plans. And in that, with the consultants, we hope to accelerate that. One area that I'm really yearning to learn more and see where we fit is in saltwater. Movement, transport, things around saltwater in the county. And then the other one is 8A contracting. If we can gain positive momentum and understanding and clarity of vision and then start putting together some certifiable labors of intermediation, we want to go into 8A contracting in that subject matter with the government contract. And that would take us outside the county, of course. We don't want to go there too early.
Yeah.
We'll be ready when we go.
Thank you.
Congressman Hamilton.
I'm just going to say, if anyone doesn't have anything else, I'm going to make a motion.
Congressman Mason, did you have something else?
That's okay.
I see no other hands up. Period. Sure.
Right. I move to report out on CR 1729 to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, motion by Congressman Hamilton to report out on CR 1729 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Resolution is advanced. Thank you.
Thank you all, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you all.
Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1784, an act to amend ONCA 1691, providing appropriation modification to the Division of Education Administration, decreasing the appropriation in the amount of $774, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor of this bill is Congressman Mason. Congressman Mason?
Okay, thank you, members of the committee. Just to correct you, if I may, you said Education Division, Executive Division.
Division of it.
Executive Administration.
I have to start wearing my reading glasses, I'm afraid.
Let me go ahead and tell you what I know of this particular bill, and again, as I'm accommodating the executive by putting my name on this to get the bill out here firstly to our table. And at that point, I'm going to ask a member of the Executive Administration to join me down here and enlighten the committee a little more about this particular bill.
Okay, is anyone from executive here to tell us what this large sum of money is going to do, $774? Assistant Chief.
Well,
actually, Chief of the Week.
By the reading of the bill, exactly which one this one is, I believe it's the grant for the smoke alarms for $2,000. I don't understand why it shows up as a reduction of 700 and change, but perhaps Mr. Gill can shed some light on that.
I'll get him.
Sure. Do we still have a quorum? No?
No, Peter walked out.
So that it's for smoke alarms, correct? Okay.
I thought it was $2,000 and some, but that's why I'm confused by this. This is the only executive administration bill that Bobby's going to represent.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to make sure we have the money right.
Mr. Tallchief, would you care to join us?
You bet.
All right. Okay, so I guess the question then is, how did we arrive at $774?
Yeah, I had the same question when I was drafting. I called Jason to ask about it. I checked the legislation. 1757, I believe, was the last piece of legislation that passed on this issue, and it had, you know, a larger number in there. And I went back and looked at the support documentation and checked that again, and yeah, sure enough, it's $774 less. Jason called over and talked to Corey Lorenzo, and he says that it's correct, he's sure that it's correct, everything got checked, you know, so move forward with it. So we put it in the legislation and it was filed and signed. I made Congressman Mason aware of the issue when I emailed it to him, you know, so this may change because it's odd that there's a lower number. So I think it's a mistake. I think there is a mistake somewhere, but that nobody seems to have found it.
Okay, so that does seem odd that we would be reducing by $774 to add money for.
Yeah. It doesn't sound.
If that were the case, then why
they just wouldn't come. You know,
why bother?
Right, why bother?
Congressman Mason.
I was going to make a motion to table any more activity on this particular item and table it to the call of the chair.
Okay, obviously. Mr. Paltz, do you guys want to regroup and maybe talk to Jason, and then we can table it and then hear from. We've got one other piece of legislation that we could address in the next 15 or 20 minutes and hopefully bring this out and get it off the table. Okay, so there's a motion to table, and by tabling it, that is for this meeting.
Yes.
Okay, so motion to table to the call of the chair by Congressman Mason.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Hamilton. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, the bill is tabled to the call of the chair. Okay, we'll try to readdress that here after we hopefully process the next bill, which is consideration of ONCA 1785, an act to amend ONCA 1687 to provide an appropriation modification to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Mason is the sponsor of this bill as well. Congressman Mason?
Hey, thank you. Again, I'm accommodating the executive side to present this, put my name on it, so that we might be able to discuss this on the table and make any kind of motions and movements. And at this time, I'd like to ask permission to invite Ms. Shaw Duty to come forward and enlighten us a little more about the content of the bill.
Permission granted.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so this is a budget modification. This is not asking for additional money. We merely would like to move $1,000. Well, actually, it's $2,500 in total. No, $2,000 in total. $1,000 we want to move into travel airfare. We would like to move $1,500 into travel airfare, and then $500 into our travel GSA line item. And that's to cover, to send members of the Osage News staff to the Native American Journalists Association Conference in Anaheim, California this year from September 7th through 9th. It is also money to cover an overage in our travel GSA line item. So we're taking money from one line item and shifting it to another. Do you guys have copies of this?
I do not.
Okay.
This.
Okay, this is the explanation. This is the memorandum we sent to Treasurer Samuel Alexander. It's signed by me, our board chair, Jerry Jean Brinstetter, and the controller, Tasha Fox. And then this is a breakdown on an Excel spreadsheet that shows you exactly where the money is coming from and going into.
If you so it's like. Really, it's just a basic budget modification, and it's the reason you're here is because it's over 10%.
Right.
Even though it represents a small amount, you're basically moving money.
It's $2,000 total we're moving money.
Gotcha.
Our line items are so small. So anything over 10% is usually not very much money. Folks have to come tell you.
Congressman Mason.
I'd like to make a motion to report out bill number ONCA 1785 with a due pass.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Congressman Mason to report out ONCA 1785 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Seconded by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1785 is advanced to the floor. Okay, so let's take a brief recess until until they get their information that they're seeking. So without objection, let's take a brief recess. We're in recess.
I'm sad that I missed the discussion on the